This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the Nerdist Podcast, number 208. Really quickly, want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. It's Hover, HOVER.com. That is domain registration. That is super, super, super simple. They don't try to sell you a bunch of crappy services. You want to register a domain, they will do it. They're now offering over 25 different domain types. You can get the .com, the .net, the .co, the .ca, the .org, but they also have some country-specific ones like .it for Italy, .asia, .es, .us, .de, for Germany, and they also have some snazzy ones like .pro.tv and .xxx. Sweet! Yeah. PapalNipSlips.xxx. That's the one I'm going for. Anytime a pope has slipped a nipple, that's going to be the one. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on the podcast before, so that'll be the one that you'll probably want to register. If I don't get to it first... they also offer Whois Privacy. That way all your personal information isn't publicly available. You get unlimited domain forwarding, advanced DNS management. It's a fantastic, fantastic company, and they're super cool, and they'll help you out if you have any problems. So if you need a standard non-premium domain, use the offer code Nerdist. You're going to get 10% off. That is nerdist.hover.com. I'd like to thank them for continuing to sponsor our Nerdist podcast. And now, here is some hostful goodness, episode 208.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yeah, I'm rolling on this. Are you kidding? Of course. I'm going to get every juicy minute.
Bass. Perfect. Bass. Bass. Remember bass tapes?
I do.
Bass in your face?
Bass. Bass. Bass.
It was an accomplishment when the mirrors would fall off the car.
Bass. 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 Beelzebub.
Oh.
Brer.
Brer? Brer Rabbit.
Brer Rabbit, how do you do? I really like to meet you. How do you do? I really like to meet you.
Guys, I'm not sure, but I think that's racist. Oh. Just to joke around about Brer Rabbit in general, I think is racist.
Well, I think we're just singing the Splash Mountain theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Splash Mountain in and of itself, racist.
Mm-hmm. Song of the South.
Yeah.
Excellent picture.
Stay away from the Laughing Place.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the Laughing Place. Oh, those crows are such dicks. They know what's coming.
They know what's coming.
They're like,
And they let you go anyway.
Yep. They could have stopped you. They could have flown at you or something.
Flown at you. Hey, there's crows flying at me. I better not do this thing.
Yeah, no,
I used to think crows were bad luck because the first two times I saw one, I had car trouble.
And so you connected those two things.
That's very
forever.
First two times, I used to think it. Not forever, because the term used to think they were bad luck.
Don't understand.
Used to means I don't anymore.
What?
Yeah, yeah. How here's
Jonah's using the past tense.
Past tense.
Oh, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, this is getting tense.
It's a bummer to me that I'm looking at this instant replay soundboard, and the readout says kitten.
Man.
And yeah. I can't get it to play through. It's not hooked up.
Just hit the button. Just hit the button. See what happens. Nothing's going to happen, but I just wanted to see.
You really just... Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, meow. It
does it?
Yeah, I'm hearing a cat.
All right.
Oh, we got to figure out a way to patch this
Eagle.
In.
There's no way to... I mean, I don't know without, like... I don't know how to get that board into this sound. What? What are you listening to?
Wow, this keeps going.
Did a fucking model truck spill?
That's the E elevator.
Okay.
I was in the elevator today, and someone said, hey, did you hear? We got nominated for an Emmy. And then they were like, for what? Oh.
And what was it?
It was for Sperm Daddies.
For what?
Sperm Daddies.
What the fuck is Sperm Daddies?
Don't know. It was a special they did on E.
Besides
daddies.
What sounds like a mid-90s ska band.
My daddy's a sperm daddy.
I always liked sperm... Wait, that came out wrong. I always liked when...
I have it. You know what we should do? Hang on.
I always liked when people use sperm as a verb. They're like, oh, I totally spermed on this thing.
Have you seen
I don't like that.
Have you seen the video of that kid, Killa Charisma, on Facebook that he does a rap song?
Krispy Kreme?
To all his Facebook friends. He's like this kid in junior in high school, and he does this song about how he's going to jerk off to all your Facebook pics, and it's really funny.
Did you see the Krispy Kreme rapper kid?
No, here, you guys keep talking about that because someone is bringing me a decaf latte, and I'm going to run go get it. Please don't break the podcast while
how
I'm gone.
How did you get that to happen?
And why?
Because I make shit happen, Matt.
Wow.
We didn't get it to
We could
happen.
Learn a lot from him. Is this in his book? Because I haven't finished it.
You didn't even start.
I started it. I have
you
it on my Kindle.
Buy it.
I bought it on Kindle.
That's like not even buying it at all.
You're right.
Yeah.
God, he's finally gone. So, Jonah.
Yeah, Matt.
How are you? How was Meltdown last night?
Meltdown was really fun.
How was Fred?
It was about a week ago.
Yeah, no, sure.
Yeah. It was good. Fred Stiller just talked about the book and his Seinfeld year, his Kindle single.
Yeah.
It was fun. A cool thing was Neil Brennan showed up.
I saw Zach's tweet about that.
Yeah, Neil Brennan showed up, and then he showed a video from a Chappelle show that was never on air of when the Beastie Boys were on. And he said, like, you know, me and Dave were became really good friends with the Beastie Boys, and I want to just show this because, you know, Ad Rock, MCA is really awesome in it.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was a nice little tribute. That's really cool.
That's cool. That's the kind of fun stuff that can happen at Meltdown, you guys. Come to the Meltdown show Wednesdays. 8:30, Los Angeles, California.
Robin Williams has been there.
He has. I've seen Spade drop in.
Yeah.
A lot of good drop-ins there. Daniel Tosh.
Jim Gaffigan.
Gaffigan.
Hey, it's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You bought another few guitars, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the process. I've priced out getting one built, sort of, for me. But I think I might do that this weekend.
Do you think that because Chris is not in the room, he's going to go back and listen to this whole episode to make sure we didn't say anything bad about him?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not a character defect. It's sort of just...
No, I was just wondering. Yeah,
I would do that.
I would do the same as well.
Yeah. Although I don't listen to the podcast.
Shut up. Here he is.
What were you guys talking about while I was gone?
That was so awkward.
I'm going to hear it.
Oh, that food and coffee smells so good.
I know.
We don't get to eat, everybody.
Why? You have every opportunity to get your own food.
Oh, you've never worked on Attack of the Show during the day.
I did work on Attack of the Show during the day.
Well, you just did on-camera stuff.
Oh. So that's supposedly easier?
Yeah, because they'll get you food.
Shit, you're right.
Gone, I'm going to maybe do a week of hosting, and then maybe they'll bring me food then.
I mean, big news, Kevin Pereira leaving Attack of the Show.
KP.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that guy.
Good for him.
A ton.
You know,
I love Kevin.
10 years, right?
10 years. Started as a PA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Climbed his way up the ladder. He fucked his way up the ladder. Let's be honest.
He would like to think that he fucked his way up the ladder.
He blew a lot of guys to get where he is, including me.
But they weren't at this company, so that's why I don't think it had anything to do with Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
But
that
was
a BET.
It's going to be so strange because the show is, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Kevin show. I mean, we got a lot of good content on there, but it's going to be a very different show. Just based on the whatever personality is going to be hosting, And it's kind of an exciting time slash terrifying.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I might fill in once
you
in
are.
A while.
Your name has been bandied about.
No one, it's, you know, it's just Kevin's Kevin.
Kevin's great.
Yeah.
Kevin is Kevin.
He's good.
It's hard to replace. Kevin's one of the nicest and smartest dudes I know, and he did an amazing job for a long time at G4. But
he's got so much going on.
He does, and he has a lot of really fantastic ideas. And the thing about working,
I was just thinking, we could probably get him on the podcast to talk about this.
We could, yeah. No, let's just speculate. Yeah. Let's be like the internet. But you know, the attack of the show schedule is pretty. It dominates.
It's prohibitive.
Yeah,
yeah. Of doing other things, as we will find out when this next podcast we record at 2:30 that I can't go to.
It's not just showing up at 4 o'clock for the live show, right. And it's like it's an entire day.
To be fair, it's really 5.5 hours.
No, he's usually here at like 9 or 10 in the morning.
No, he's not.
Oh, wow. One of these things we could ask him.
One of the many things we could delve into.
Yeah, if we had a guess. You have a yo-yo, Jonah. That's good.
So, Michael, yo on E, yo-yo.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah, yo on E. Boom. Yo on E. Does he even work here anymore?
Is Michael Yo still here? Nick?
Nick's in the zone. Don't bother him.
Nick.
He's sea-cresting.
What's Nick doing?
He's sea-cresting.
Poke him.
No, I don't want to poke the guy. What if he has like some sort of Jedi reflex? And
he's
going to
kick you in the stomach like your dad?
My dad kicked me in the face.
Mm. He's got good aim.
In fairness, I was on my knees. Not what you think. I was blowing him, okay?
Oh, okay,
it
good.
It wasn't what you guys
nope,
were thinking.
Nope, that's not what I was thinking.
This Friday, I'm going to go see Demons at Cinefamily.
Whoa.
Yeah, that Italian, the old Italian. Argento produced it, but that's about it.
I want to see My Demon Lover with Scott Valentine from Family Ties.
Ah, there you go.
You don't remember My Demon Lover, do you?
No, I do not.
I think the character's name was Nick, he basically was a Fonzie-type character, the cool guy that
hated his earring.
That Mallory dated on Family Ties. And, of course, the family, everyone was leery of him, turned out to have a heart of gold.
Of course.
And so he kind of popped on that show.
I feel like, Chris, you might have modeled your stubble after him.
And, Mr.
S.
Whoa.
It was the Keaton family. Time.
Sorry, I was thinking Seavers.
Yeah, you were thinking of Growing Pains.
I was thinking Growing Pains.
Stop mixing those up, Jonah.
Sorry.
Everyone was like, oh my God, this guy's going to be a huge star. So his first like big movie out of the gate was called My Demon Lover, where he gets cursed.
Uh-huh.
It's a comedy.
Do you really think anyone was like, this guy's going to be a big star?
He was one of those people that really popped on television. Like, they added him as a fairly regular cast member not too long after he started appearing on the show.
Just like Mark and Roseanne. The like, everyone thought that guy was going to be a star.
Yeah. Where's he?
I don't know. Lanford?
Wow.
Working at the lunchbox?
Good call.
Never underestimate people.
No. But hardly ever overestimate people.
He was really good in that Dave Matthews Band video for Satellite. Yeah.
Is that what he was in?
Yeah.
Satellite.
We are talking about the guy in The Big Bang Theory, right?
No.
No, that was his younger brother, Mark's younger brother.
Oh. Same guy? No? I'm confused.
Mark's younger brother was the guy. This is the guy that's in Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Today on Sitcom Arguments, yeah. Jonah takes on Matt Myra.
It's not an argument. I'm not arguing with him. I'm heeding to his knowledge.
Well, you seem very upset right now.
No, I'm okay with it. No, I don't know why you're trying to create fights between Jonah and I when they aren't there.
All I'm saying is that you talk about each other behind your back.
You're
so
right.
I think you
fuck
should
Jonah,
deal with that.
What the fuck?
Oh, here we go.
Everything I say to your face, your fat fucking face.
He's right. It is fat.
I shot on Mashup today. It was really fun.
Oh, no. Yeah, I saw the picture. You and Angela doing the highfalutin sex talk, right?
Yeah, they're turning my hotel's bit into a visualization.
Into a sketch.
Into a scat. They've molded my bit into a turd. And they did some really amazing stuff today.
Nice.
With, like, I have the vid about how the top comforter like becomes self-aware and so they built this like giant fucking bed monster that was amazing.
Oh wait, yeah, I heard about the bed monster. I heard the set designer guy talking about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing
Mashup
how these
Comedy
all...
Central TJ Miller
sounds awesome.
Yeah, TJ Miller, Jordan Vogt Roberts, director of Jonah's Arcade pilot.
Jonah's Arcade.
Jonah's Arcade. Yeah, yeah. You know what documentary I watched? The Unbookables. Have you heard about this?
Unbookables?
No.
Is produced by, executive produced by...
Why am I always quieter than everybody?
Because you just got to turn yourself up.
I don't, no, I can't. Put me up a little bit.
That's keep not talking. Make, okay. That's not going to make a difference.
No, this is not. Okay. Yeah?
Test. No.
It's a little better, I think.
There you
yeah,
are.
There we go.
There's
yeah.
your microphone.
Jesus Christ.
But shit, now I'm like blanking on his name. The real surly, drunk comic.
Oh, Dabney Coleman. John Voight.
Real answers, Chris. Real answers.
John Voight.
Tony Danza.
Oh, I hope it's Tony Danza.
Time for me to get quiet and just look it up online.
Because
you guys are no help whatsoever.
Sam just popped back up in Seattle to visit his old buddy Frazier.
Is it Joy Behar?
Oh, what if it wasn't?
Is it Dennis Wolfberg? No, he's not alive anymore. Is it the sea god Poseidon?
Oh.
Or Neptune, if you enjoy Roman gods? Is it one of the dogs who played Benji?
How many dogs were there that played Benji?
1,000. I don't know. There had to have been several.
How many Eddies on Frasier were there? Was it just one?
Maybe it was, they're like the Olsen twins.
No one cares about.
They're like the Olsen twins. The little Jack Russell twins. But, you know, Eddies, you know, much in the same vein of the Olsen twins, is a fashion maven in New York City.
Yeah.
Hangs out with lots of cool people.
Vidal Sassoon
has a line of scarves. What?
Vidal Sassoon died. See that?
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, Vidal Sassoon.
Moose was the name of the dog that played Eddie on Frasier. He actually had the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Moose was also someone I had a crush on You Can't Do That on Television.
Ah, Moose was also the name of the kid who screamed when it was lunchtime or to wake up in Wet Hot American Summer.
Moose was also the big guy from the Archie comics.
Moose is also the lead character in Northern Exposure.
Moose also has the most human-feeling vagina. What?
No, I forgot I had a plug in earlier.
Do you know what the sound effect was? Wait, do you know what the sound effect was that you punched up? Nope.
Only for Jonah.
Nope. That's what I wanted to do.
It's the hawk screech. That would have been so fucking rad.
I know. Do it again. Do the line again.
Moose actually has the most human feeling vagina.
So low. It's so low.
You can't hear it.
Okay. Wait. Here, try it. Try it now.
No.
There we go.
Okay, so we'll try this one more time.
All right.
What was the line? Moose actually has the most human feeling vagina. Stop it. Please stop.
This one goes on for a while, too.
Jesus Christ!
My dream come true.
This is a sound play.
All right, we got to figure out how to get this on.
I don't know how to get this soundboard.
The white zone is for immediate loading.
All right, Reggie Watts, take it down.
You can't call him Reggie Watts. There was no skill behind what Griffin just did.
He was button pushing.
Guys, I just learned a lot about Eddie while you did that.
What else did you learn?
Well, his name was Moose. He died in 2006 at the age of 15.
Wow.
That's a long time.
In West Hollywood, California. He was a Jack Russell Terrier. He got at the height of his popularity, he got more fan mail on Frasier than any of his human counterparts.
Yeah, but it was from a bunch of bitches, so.
I get it. Wait, who was the second?
Yo,
Eddie?
That motherfucker haunch deep in dog pussy.
Shit.
Wait, did Eddie die in the show?
Do dogs have clits?
Great question, Chris.
Jonas scrambling. You just became your own soundboard.
Yeah.
Like, no one could see how funny that was. Like, you scrambled to get to the soundboard and you couldn't do it in time, so he just leaned his face in the mic and made the effect with his mouth.
Yeah, work with what you got, you know?
That's hilarious.
I really want that soundboard.
I don't know how, maybe, you know, I'll try to hook it up somehow.
Or we could just, if we, I have like a good soundboard on my laptop.
We'll hook it in.
Yeah. That's great. It has like clips of Proud to Be an American and God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
The second Eddie, who was the son of Moose.
Well, I'm glad you haven't let this go yet.
Died in 2010.
The second Eddie, son of Moose, demands you let them go.
Yeah,
soon.
Speaks.
I'll take you out soon. We're trying to save your family.
Worf, son of Moog. That's a... Never mind.
I just got in the mail... The Wendy Carlos CD, Switched on Bach.
That's nice. Really nice that you're ordering things like that.
It's you can't get it anywhere else.
It's out of print.
I had to... This is $34.
$34.
I think this actually Wendy... Oh, no. It has her listed as Wendy Carlos. She used to be Walter.
Yep.
And became Wendy Carlos.
And that's the stuff from... that's essentially the score from...
Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That reminds me of the time I spent $85 on the Criterion edition of Spinal Tap, out of print.
Yeah.
Criterion, like, old Laserdisc version?
No, on DVD.
Oh, okay.
They did a very quick run of that. But it's cool because they do commentary in character, which is on the regular DVD, and they also do commentary as themselves.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good. There's also, I think the Bean John Malkovich is going to finally come out on Criterion.
What?
Yeah.
Malkovich.
I think looks pretty, pretty gorgeous.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Malkovich. What was it? What's the... Hey, Malkovich, heads up. What's the thing when he gets hit with a can on the side of the Jersey Turnpike?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Malkovich, think fast. I can't remember.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
So good.
I was just looking it up now. The DVD goes for $180 on
Boom.
Amazon.
You know, a VHS copy of the movie Rad goes for about $150.
That's crazy awesome.
Not what you would expect.
Yeah, it's never came out on DVD. It's just completely out of print.
Really?
Yeah, some say, the rumors are that it's because of the song Send Me an Angel. It's too expensive to release the movie.
Why don't they just drop another song in there?
I don't know.
Remember the old days of eBay when
That scene would not be nearly as good without Send Me an Angel.
Wait, but remember like when you could get bootleg shit on eBay all the time? Like there'd be guys that would dub like Mr. Show and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the good days.
That's how I got this complete series of Austin stories.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You still have those?
Yeah, they're somewhere in a box, I think, yeah. They were pretty bad quality. I was pretty disappointed.
What? The show was good.
I bought some...
No.
Oh.
The quality of the ripped DVDs.
I bought some bootlegs at WonderCon that are fantastic quality.
Really?
Yeah.
Every time I make a new DVD, I go, what a burn.
Nice.
I just say it on my computer.
Ooh, burn.
Burn.
The other day, on Sunday, Dee and I went to go see Spirited Away at Cine Family. I forgot how much I love that movie.
Such a great movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? It's great.
It's very good.
Studio Ghibli.
It's very, very good.
I never saw it.
It's really good. You'd like it.
I still haven't seen it. Have you seen The Avengers yet?
Not yet.
Me either.
You and Cash.
I was thinking of going tonight.
Yeah.
You should go with us.
I can't.
Okay.
Well, that's settled.
Yeah. I have things to do.
What are you doing tonight that's so important?
Going to a friend's birthday party.
That doesn't sound real.
I am.
What friend?
Kulop.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, it's real.
1-2 Kulop box.
Kulop from the Who Charted podcast
with Howard Kramer from Austin Stories.
Yay!
Gah! Stop hitting the button.
No one
can hear it.
And makes the noise.
Yeah! You actually did get Hawk Screech that time.
Yep. I wish Hawk Screech was just...
She's had it all. Uh-oh! Behave.
Hawk Screech sounds like a character from Rad.
Hawk Screech is just a recording of Bruce Willis on the set of Hawk.
There's no such thing as a movie called Hawk with Bruce Willis. It's called Hudson Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a moment that was such a moment from High Fidelity. You can be and are wrong.
Yeah. I was on a plane recently, and the lady who was sitting next to me, her screen wasn't working, so she couldn't watch anything. She was like, oh, I didn't bring any books. I was just going to, that's why I flew Virgin, so I could watch movies. And I was like, well, I'm watching a movie right now. If you want to borrow my iPad, and you could, I have High Fidelity on it. She's like, I don't know what that movie is. I was like, John Cusack. And she's like, oh, the guy from all the 80s movies? I was like, yes, here, just watch it.
Wow, then, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was weird.
The guy from all the 80s movies?
Yeah, it's like she was completely disconnected, and she like was in love with it. She's like, I'm going to buy this movie. I love this so much.
Oh, that's coming out on Blu-ray this summer.
How old was this woman?
She seemed to be in her early 40s.
Would you have been happier with her if she had said, you mean the guy, star of The Raven?
Well, just, yeah. I think John Cusack did get a little beyond the guy from all the 80s movies.
I thought so, too. He's the guy from all those horrible 90s rom-coms and then High Fidelity.
Great cameo in 16 Candles, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of Ted's,
the nerds.
One of the dorks. Yep.
Yeah, they do that. Also, but I think the best person, the other best Cusack in 16 Candles is Joan Cusack. When she's trying to drink the water fountain.
Yep.
And then she uses the...
Yeah.
I'd love to find out what their story is, the Cusacks.
I wonder if there's another Cusack.
It's pretty readily available. They talked about it?
I don't think so.
They're a big Catholic family that got into acting.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Chicago.
Are there any other Cusacks?
So. Yeah. There are. And he was just... Actually, Cusack just did like an hour and a half interview on Stern.
Heard about that.
Oh, but did he talk about Zeppo Cusack?
Zeppo Cusack. Zeppo Cusack, who left to be their manager after.
Yeah, exactly.
Then there's Daniel Baldwin Cusack.
After Duck Soup.
Yeah. And then Zoe Cusack.
Yep. And then Rebby Cusack.
Yeah.
What was the interview like on the Stern Show?
I haven't heard it yet. I have it on my phone waiting to listen to.
I would love to have him on the podcast, but I don't know why. I'm afraid of him a little bit.
Yeah, he's like my size. You know, he's my height.
Really?
He's a big guy.
Yeah, didn't you buy his pants or something?
Yeah, he sold jeans to this, you know, like denim shop. And like my friend worked there and he's like, oh, come in and say hi. And then I was like, oh, these are my size. Like, and he's like, you know, those are John Cusack's.
Did you buy them?
Yeah, I bought them.
You own John Cusack's pants?
Yeah, I do.
Why wouldn't you? Wouldn't you buy them?
Yeah.
So that you fit into John Cusack.
So it's like being John Malkovich for your dick. So your dick thinks it's John Malkovich's dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Wait. Now the layers are getting deep here.
Why?
Ooh, I caught some of United States of America.
How was it? The Sklars.
Really good.
I watched the whole show. It's really, really good. Really good.
It's shot well. It's totally their voice and humor.
That's exactly what's great about it. It's the Sklars being the Sklars.
Yeah.
Like, and they get to
like
be
some
themselves.
Of those shots, like when they're in the desert and they do the like far off shots. And
oh, yeah. When they did that bracket, those fucking graphics for the death bracket, it was so good.
Yeah.
So United States of America, watch it.
The History Channel.
Yeah. History Channel.
It's right before
Tuesdays
Decoded.
At 10 p.m.
Before Decoded.
I thought that was funny. It's right before Brad Meltzer's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They went to school
He's
together.
He's been on this podcast before, and they knew each other. That is awesome.
Oh, but the movie I watched, it's called The Unbookables, and it's these like four or five comics just in a van going like through the middle of the country doing all these shit gigs. And Brendan Wall shows up in like a couple of the shows in Texas, and like they're just all fucking wasted.
It's a documentary?
Yeah. It's just like a tour documentary. And it's just like they're all so fucking wasted the entire time. And then like they get this like one thing where, and they're just like all just trying to egg each other on. Sean Rouse is in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, he's not doing too good.
Really?
He's got like this horrible like bone disease and he can barely walk.
I thought he
walk.
Had horrible arthritis. I thought he had arthritis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he can barely walk.
Shit. I remember Sean from, I think it might have been Aspen like 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was having a little bit of a hard time getting around then.
Yeah. It's just gotten worse.
Super funny though.
So funny. And they're just like all these guys that are just trying to do the like most offensive stuff. And they're all egging each other. It's like, well, you want to make people laugh? Fuck you, man. This isn't about that. Like one guy is like hell bent on. He's like, I consider stand up slow suicide. You know, I'm either going to drink myself to death or someone's going to kill me when I'm on stage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's just like it's really dark and like fucked up. And then there's this one scene near the end where like there's this one guy that kind of put the tour together. Who was like, you know what, like the promoter, they had like a weekend at like a independent comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner's like, hey, you know what, I don't really want the rest of the guys. I'll pay them out, but like, you know, you can come back tomorrow. And then like, he's like, yeah, I'll take the gig because these guys are kind of getting on my nerves. And they all kind of got kicked out of the comedy condo. And and so like, he's planning on doing the show and all the other guys go to his house and like, are trying to like get him to drink. They're like, don't fuck that, man. What are you gonna go sell hot dogs? You're gonna go sell hot dogs for this fucking comedy club owner? Fuck that. Come to this shit gig. And then he's like, okay. And like, it's like a fucking big bummer, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you recommending it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, if you want to see
the other side of comedy,
yeah, a rarely seen side of, you know, life on the road. You know, not all these guys are professional, but like some of them are. And it's a
if Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy tour just wasn't plausible,
yeah.
for you.
I wish it was. The Unbookables is a true story about stand-up comics who have spent their whole lives pushing limits on stage and off. The road life is hard. Comics come and go. Cruel pranks and hard drinking punctuate their dark comedy. These comics goad each other into doing edgier and edgier bits until they face being fired or going way too far. Well, they compromise or double down.
That's was all from memory. That was really good.
That was really good. That's a cheesy way of putting the movie, but it's like, yeah, it's just so fucking...
And where did you see this?
I watched the trailer online, mm-hmm. and I bought the DVD.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, it's good. What the fuck is the guy's name who produced it?
Ted Bundy.
Steven Spielberg.
He just like the, cigarette, fuck that, you know, kind of... he's a really good comic. Behar.
Keith, fuck that.
Please, it's really bumming me out. I can't remember his name because he's really good.
If only you could look it up somehow.
I can't. There's no fucking reception in here.
Wow. Get a hold of yourself, Jonah.
Now I'm fascinated to know who the guy who's like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, Paul Provenza had a hand in it.
Oh, nice.
Provenz. Yeah, Brendan Walsh. Sean Rouse, once this fucking goes.
What are you reviewing on Attack this week?
Today I'm reviewing the Bose SoundLink, which is a Bluetooth speaker system, which...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's 5 out of 5. It's fucking amazing.
Really?
It really is, because it's tiny. It's like 2 inches thick, and it only weighs about 3 pounds. It's 9 inches long, 5 inches tall. So it'll, you know, easily portable if you want to take it anywhere, like put it in your suitcase or something. And the sound that it gets out of it, I've never been so surprised.
Because Jambox made a larger model.
We haven't gotten the larger one in yet.
Is this battery powered?
It has a lithium rechargeable battery. You can also plug in. You'll get 8 hours out of the battery if you play it at normal loudness.
Yeah.
But 3 to 4 hours if you're doing it really at max volume. It's unbelievable.
So
it's unbelievable.
What's the practical use for this? Just like having it in your house somewhere? So you can
think the practical use is more if you want a portable speaker system as far as like something you maybe could move room to room pretty easily or...
Yeah. Or like outside.
Outside, yeah.
When you're like
camping
or
even.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take my tiny little... I leave my tiny little jam box in the bathroom so that when I'm showering...
Yeah.
I'm listening to music and it actually gives me a frame of... how long I've been in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got to go soon, so I'll stick it out through 2 songs.
Wow, that's a long shower.
Better soap up these areas. What, 6 minutes?
Oh, I listen to longer songs than you.
Oh, yeah. you listen to jam groups. I'm
don't
out.
You dare, you motherfucker.
What happened?
This guy I buy guitar from, I buy guitars from this guy. He's just showing me this picture of this fucking jazz guitar.
God, you junkie.
James Inman is the main guy in this.
Oh, my God.
If you remember him. Sometimes he's in town.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is, of course. Oh, wow. What? Matt, come on. Don't buy another guitar.
It's gorgeous.
But what is it?
It's a jazz guitar. It's an archtop jazz guitar. It's an Eddie Durham signature edition.
Wow. Doug Stanhope. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Doug Stanhope?
Oh, you're
couldn't get Doug Stanhope?
Doug Stanhope was the guy with the cigarette going, fuck those, fuck all that.
Yeah.
I would have, if you had said the comic who drinks a lot,
I
probably would have said Doug Stanhope.
Well, I love Doug Stanhope. That's what was making me so
upset. I love
upset.
Him, too. Love him.
Gary Jones,
Doug's
Brian Hennigan.
Stanhope's great.
Yeah, but like, he was the executive producer on this. And they shot it a couple of years ago. But it's, the Unbookables. It's pretty fucked up.
I think I'm going to buy a couple guitars this weekend.
Why?
I think
How many can you have?
I love it. I don't know. How many can I have is a
Do you
good
play
question.
All of them?
I sort of bounce around. And then I get a real sense of calm and joy out of cleaning and restringing them.
No, that's fine. It's not. It's fun to have a collection of some sort, you know? I bought 2 trees recently. I want to buy a whole bunch of fucking more.
You bought what?
Like trees, and I got little potted things to put them in, and like it's providing like, you know, shade and privacy from our neighbors. I just want to keep on buying more and more.
Yeah.
And it makes everything look great.
Your garden is a reflection...
You got
of
me.
How well work is going. when your garden looks amazing, but when the trees start to die, that means you're working a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough.
They shield you from the crack house.
Yeah, I mean, no one's in there anymore, but it's like if once someone's in there, there's a huge bay window right into our backyard, and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like to jerk off in the backyard?
I want to try and have sex in the backyard.
Do you mean anally?
Do you mean mentally?
In the backyard. Do you mean anally? What? Do you mean mentally? Why didn't we win the comedy award for podcasts?
Get some characters in here. We'll do a good job.
Fuck.
We'll do our own comedy awards. And the comedy award goes to...
WTF. I'm sorry, you guys. I had to give it to Mark.
He deserves it.
I hope you understand.
currently, my album, Hello, Mr. Magic Plain Person, Hello, is available on iTunes and Amazon for digital download.
People should buy that album. It's a fun listen. It's 25 minutes, 28 minutes.
Yeah, of all the records that I've been thanked on, Jonah's is the best.
And the only?
Listen, you didn't have to add that part.
Yeah, do you mean Dave Matt, DMB, didn't thank you on their album?
They fucking should. For putting up with this shit from you two.
Live at...
constantly.
Live at the Moon Festival or whatever
that's
the fuck they play.
That's a fake thing. You just made up a festival.
No, that sounds like a place they would
the
play.
The Moon Festival.
There's a Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Moon Tower Comedy Festival, that's different. They wouldn't play that. They would play at the Moon Festival. They play at the Moon Festival.
I would play on the moon.
Where?
The Frau Mora Highlands, where Apollo 13 was going to land.
That would be so fucking awesome if we sent a guitarist to the moon to just shred. Like, right?
Yeah, that's the name of my fantasy baseball team. It's called the Frau Mora Highlanders.
Oh, that's
really?
That's fun.
Yes.
That's fun.
Just fucking, dude, just light up the Sea of Tranquility.
Oh.
That would be amazing.
I don't know if it would really make any sense because of the sound not really traveling.
I know. There's no atmosphere.
Let's ask Neil deGrasse Tyson. That would be amazing if that's how we brought him on the show.
He was
didn't
just,
mention it. He just sat
he was here for 33 minutes.
He just sat here for, I want to have sex in the backyard. Oh, you mean anal?
Hey, look at that fake person over there.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, is this more model?
Yeah. She's walking the other way. She looked fake.
Like in terms of... plastic skin.
Yeah, like plastic latex. And like way too tall and, you know.
Plastic soul.
Unable to articulate any facial features.
Yeah.
I feel very good. You guys going to get tons of plastic surgery someday?
No.
Yes.
Hey, there's a bunch. There they are. There, look at all those plastic people.
Those are not real human beings.
Nope. God, they all look like idiots.
I know, but Jesus Christ.
What? You really think? Yeah, I bet they're like a fucking wet rag in a fucking bed.
You don't know that.
Doesn't matter.
They could be a very dry rag in a bed.
I believe the more outwardly sexual someone tries to be, the less they are sexual in real life.
Fuck the quiet ones, right, Jonah?
Exactly.
Probably true. Man. Good advice, kids. Fuck.
Because to them, sex isn't like an interpersonal thing. Sex to them is for everybody. And that's why they, you know, I believe that's why like there's a weird disconnect there.
Really getting to the core of it today, Jonah. Oops.
Well, we got to talk about something.
That's fantastic.
What do you have to do today?
I got to do another podcast. And then I got to rewrite a few scripts before the end of the day.
That's terrible.
And you're on attack today.
Yeah, we have two shows today. We have the regular show and then the weekend edition show, which tapes at 6 o'clock. And then I'll get out of here.
Do you think Kevin's going to show his dick on the last show?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's going to be an interesting run, though. It's going to be an interesting month of television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to show my dick on television.
Yeah!
Ooh. No, I'm doing another podcast with you, and then conference call, and then I'm going to visit my mom because
conference call, mom.
Her cat is not
going
to
make it.
Tell her about Moose and Enzo.
She loved Frasier.
Yeah.
She was always convinced that I should just call up the producers and be on Frasier.
You should be on that show, Frasier.
That's exactly what she would say.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's kitty is she's had the cat for probably 12 or 14 years, and
oh, that's
and
a
it,
bummer.
It had a it had a tumor in its mouth.
Oh, my motherfucking mouth.
I know. So I'm gonna go.
Tumor in my mouth.
This is Matt being sympathetic. This is what Matt is when he's sympathetic.
I'll pass along your condolences.
Mom, this is from Matt.
Tumor in your mouth. I will pass that along.
Your motherfucking mouth.
My mother's so sweet too. She's just so maternal that it really is. It's very. I mean, it's hard for anyone to lose a pet, but I feel like, you know, my mom in particular. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's rough. She's having a rough time with
that. So you're heading to Pasadena?
Yes.
That's kind of not a fun commute. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, you live there. You had a 626 number.
Yeah. It turns out, by the way, I'm still on the lease at my old apartment. And my old roommate is being sued by the apartment building,
and I am
on the lease because apparently she decided to stop paying rent a while ago.
Ugh.
So that's a whole fucking thing I have to deal with for no reason.
What can you do?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't lived there in 5 years.
When did she stop paying rent?
I don't know.
Man, this is going to fuck up your credit even more.
Oh, maybe that's what the fuck is going on.
Haven't you never looked at your credit report?
I've never seen anything of rent-wise on it. I've never seen that.
Yeah, that can't be. I mean, you would have been able to see it. They would have if they had said anything.
Yeah, but yeah, they're being sued.
She'll probably
say
something now. I have
some stuff I have to sign or something to get off of this lawsuit.
Oh my gosh,
that sucks.
It's a whole thing. You know, I got my iPad back from Virgin America. Yep. It had 3 new apps downloaded to it.
Oh, what?
What were they?
Some Flight Plus.
Okay.
Where Am I? It's like an Earth mappy thing. They don't launch. They quit. They force quit immediately. And then a third one I don't remember the name of.
Interesting.
Now, here's what's weird about
that.
Why
don't you password protect your iPad?
It is.
Whoa.
However, I told the to verify that it was my iPad, I told the Virgin America folks what my passcode was.
Quick, download these 3 apps.
But that's the other thing, is how the fuck would they be able to do that? They don't have my password.
Yeah, that is weird.
For my iTunes. It's so confusing to me.
Oh, that is fucked up.
Like, I have no idea how that happened. Like, if someone came into the Genius Bar and said that to me, I'd be like, you're a fucking liar. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
There's no way for that to happen.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you're a fucking liar. Get out of my face.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, Chris.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
But nothing else seems amiss?
Nothing else seems astray. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, what do? Do they go in my email? Do they read my contacts? Did they
see all your dick pics?
So many dick pics.
Do they have Candace Bailey's email now?
Oh, my God. And her phone number, they could call her.
Oh, shit, you guys. Baileypocalypse.
Bailocapics? Maybe. No, that doesn't. That's not even. I. Sorry. did you see the one guy that did the Gersberms with the Nerdist way on it?
There were a couple.
Nerdist, my favorite bird.
Yeah.
There were a couple.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Really, thank you, everybody, for doing that.
You asked for them to do that,
yeah,
didn't you?
And they did it.
So it all worked out pretty well.
It's been my dream.
We're going to be performing in Phoenix on the 25th.
Yep, driving out.
Going out to Phoenix. And then Los Angeles on June 2nd at Club Nokia.
What do we have in store for that one?
Unknown.
TBD.
TBD.
We're going to book a guest for that one.
Henderson.
Few people, huh?
Maybe a couple.
Make it a big bonanza. It's our hometown show.
We could do a bonanza.
I feel like we're saving the bonanza for the Comic-Con. I feel like that's going to be more bonanza.
San Diego. We should do a bonanza. It's like, you know, there's going to be a good
setup. Well, that'll be a different bonanza.
Let's get the cast of Bonanza.
We can have a band.
Lauren Green.
We can have a band.
Haas.
We can have a band. Who's going to pay for that?
The band will do it for promotion.
What? No, you have to pay the venue to like set up all the shit. Like everything that you tack on to a live show gets charged back to you.
All right. So
every screen.
Two mics then?
Yeah. We'll crowd around 2 mics and a barrel fire and fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where that went. Okay.
Yep.
And a band and just a musical thing just to make it bigger. Let's make it a big event.
It's not a big event. Don't tell people it is, because then if we don't have
a
band,
I don't know. I'm just
and fireworks, then
guys, we should play at it.
Let's do it. Let's make a song.
I'll bring all my guitars.
The Nerdist Podcast will buy you a scarf.
Oh,
tickets on sale for
in
that?
Your Arbolito
there.
people were to go to nerdist.com/calendar, they would fucking see get it down.
Go see the show, please.
How many seats is that place?
107.
No, it's more than 107. Mm. I don't know.
It's bigger than a bread box?
It is. Well, I mean, wait a minute. Depending on how much yeast you're using.
Oh, I love yeast.
Oh, that's one for your soundboard.
Yeah.
I love yeast. Say it again, Matt, but just draw it out.
I love yeast so much, you guys.
That's not really what he meant.
Oh. I love yeast?
I'm excited for Men in Black.
No, you're not.
I really am.
All right.
I love Josh Brolin.
I like Josh Brolin.
Wow. He looks a fucking lot like a young Tommy Lee Jones. It's very creepy.
It's freakish.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy the other two, but it.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Second one?
Yeah, they're fun. Whatever.
I disliked the second one.
I don't even think I've seen the second one since I saw it in the theaters. I don't know.
Oh my God. The first one, I don't think, and I'm not going out on a limb by saying this, I don't think I had a bigger crush. Like Linda Fiorentino.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Not a pleasure to work with, according to Scott Mosier, who worked with her on Dogma.
Yeah, no, really? I think Kevin has said that on like DVD commentaries before, too.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Like Scott would be like on the phone with her, like, not on the phone with her, but on the phone with her people. He'd be like, what do I need to do? I need to fucking buy her a car just to get her to cooperate.
I heard something really funny on Sirius XMU today. There was, what was the name of the, it's a song. It's like a hip hop song, young woman. I don't remember, but the guy said
Doug Stanhope?
It was Doug Stanhope with his song, Fuck Yeah, This Shit. It was it was Blog Radio. I was listening to Blog Radio where they take music blogs and they like the people who run them like host these music segments. Yeah. But the one guy said very seriously, there hasn't been this much controversy over a singer since Lana Del Rey. And I kind of wanted to say, like, you mean the thing that just happened a few months ago?
Yeah.
You don't get to use the since the thing unless it's been a while.
What is it? What is the song?
I don't remember.
Is it the Brian McKnight, Let Me Show You How Your Pussy Work?
I love that song so much.
Yeah.
Let me show you how your pussy work.
He didn't bring it to me first.
Didn't bring me first. Like... fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, good. It's literally like if you said, hey, what would it be like if Brian McKnight sang a song about pussies?
Yep.
And that's exactly what it is.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, it's like he's kind of been singing about that the whole time. Now it's just no subtext.
It's just like, right. It's almost a little creepy though.
Yeah. 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 But I mean, like, you know, he's so funny about it. You know, he's like, he has like a hurt foot. And so he's just been kind of bored. So he's just been making funny songs to keep himself occupied.
I think the song's amazing. Show me how your pussy
works. Let me show you how your pussy work.
Let me show you. I can't remember the name of the song that I was trying to think of because it was an irritating song that I turned off immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was not good. I can't remember what it was. God damn it.
Don't worry. You'll figure it out.
Kind of like Jonah Radio.
Jonah Radio is so good. It's on.
Did
Sirius
you guys hear
XMU.
It this week?
Gearing up, guys.
Jonah Radio is a sound salvation.
Radio in the nation.
Better listen to the voice out of reason. Who's ever?
God, do that. I should just fucking not produce it. Me and fucking, here's a song.
Yeah, seriously.
You could fuck with people by not putting any bands on there and go, so here's a band out of Wisconsin I really like, and then just go, do, 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 do. And that's all Jonah Radio is, so you're just doing like mouth music. Fracka, fracka, fracka.
Wow.
Do you want to take any quements?
No.
Sure.
Oh.
Oh.
That's weird.
Well, I don't know. I
thought you guys would be on board with me.
I don't know who gets higher voting power in this situation.
Oh, not me. Obviously not me.
The Family Circus Ghost?
I get the least. No, I get less voting power than that. Nick gets more.
Here we go. This is from Lamont Brooks. Something is wrong with the RSS feed. I cannot get your podcast to download on Double Twist. Please fix it.
All right.
All right. Fixed. Go back and do it. Next comment.
All right. Fixed.
John, you are fucking nailing these comments today.
Thanks, man.
You're on top of that shit.
All right. Next comment. Next comment.
Next song.
This is from Sean J. with a question and a comment and a comment that's a question that's a equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah, it says, Jonah equipment, why don't you just get another person and listen to all this Jonah radio music you're getting, talk about it, then record it. Bam, there's your podcast.
Wait, what did he say?
What did he say about my mom?
Wait, this could be important.
What did he say?
He wants to know, why don't you get another person to listen to all the music for you?
What the fuck is the point then? If it's called Jonah Radio and it's not me listening to the songs to play to people, like the stuff that I want people to hear, what's the fucking point?
Do you think Rick Dees or Steve Harvey listened to all the music
on
their
radio
shows?
No, and that's why they fucking suck.
Well, I think Steve Harvey did.
Okay, maybe.
That's,
Because he acted like...
Sorry, Sean Jay, but yeah, it's not... The point is not to just host a show. The point is to,
you know... The point is for Jonah to get free records. That's why I'm starting a show called Guitar Radio, Matt.
Guitarded.
Guitarded. Let's get guitarded in here.
Let's not.
Okay. Okay.
This is from Sarah Winchester.
Winchester. Oh, that was, wow. That just took me back to the train in Boston. We're going to stop at Winchester. Next stop, Winchester. Coming up, Melrose.
This woman's comment is about podcasting. She says a lot of nice things about you guys that I won't bore our listeners with.
Cool.
Cool. What did she say about you?
It's probably... She says a lot of nice things. My comment is about podcasting. As a teacher, I keep hearing people from the top saying we need to podcast more as part of the process of getting our students to become global and tech-savvy citizens.
What?
Well, because education is always on the chopping block of budget cuts, we don't always have the money to get the tools to do such. I'm wondering if you have any suggestions of cheap, easy ways of podcasting. I would love to put my nerdy obsession of history, social studies teacher, into podcast form because I know my students get annoyed by my in-class nerd explosions.
Define inexpensive, young lady.
I mean, you know...
Use
you,
the computer that she typed that out on to just press record. Every computer has a recording thing.
And a microphone.
And if you don't have a recording program, you can download Audacity, which is a free recording program.
Yep.
You can make a podcast with
Or if
Audacity.
You have a Mac, you could just use GarageBand.
If you have a Mac, you can use GarageBand.
The onboard mic.
At the very least, it's not great audio quality, but if you have an iPhone, you could use your iPhone to record. You can use a voice memo program, although the audio quality is not amazing on that. I mean, really, you could make a podcast for less than $100.
And if you want a studio quality mic, very cheap. Apogee just released this thing called the Mic, which plugs in directly to your iPad or to your iPhone.
Oh, that's cool.
And uses GarageBand to record. And the sound off of the microphone is fucking phenomenal. And that will be on GadgetPro next week.
Great. She also wants to know of any person or book or something that talks about the historical and social illusions allegories with zombies. She'd love to know more because she's run out of things to study in history.
I'm sorry. One more time. There's a lot of fancy words in there.
I think she wants to know, understand a little bit about where the mythology of the zombie came, like in literature, through history or through cinema.
It came from Haiti. That's like where modern zombie lore comes from. And it was
Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole process of there's a kind of drug they can make out of, you know, local plants and stuff like that, that it turns in, they can make it into a powder. And then you put it on your hand, you blow it into someone's face, and it basically incapacitates them to be very zombie-like and to just kind of take directions. And that's essentially, it'll kind of shuts down the body a bunch. And you people have
get a little of that stuff for my wife. All
right. And then, you know, there was stories of people like, you know, they're dead, but they were just kind of paralyzed by this powder and they would bury them and then they would come back. They're like, oh, you're a zombie. That's where a lot of it comes. If you want to really know some of the main, how we know zombies today, you have to start in Haiti. There you go.
Haiti is where it starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the zombie lore starts.
Bad idea, jeans.
Bad idea, jeans. Two podcast references in a row. Two hostels in a row. We reference Bad Idea Jeans. Well, I am going out of town for a couple
weeks. 7 years.
So I'll see you fucks when I get back.
See you in Arizona.
Yeah, I'll see you in Arizona.
Get ready for a bevy of podcasts that have neither of us on the show.
Might not have you on a couple.
That's why it's important to do these hostful episodes.
I know. I love it. I would love to do them more. I just, you know, time is a bitch.
Ah!
They're all on this, like, this scale that is like minstrel. What is it? Is it the melodeon?
What?
The scale that is?
I don't know.
It's very much like minstrel music. Here is Jonah. Jonah is here. Serve the Lord for you, the king. And I are here. And Jonah is playing. Oh, yeah.
Why is it pausing?
Because it hates the song you're playing, too.
And the king, and the prince, and the king, on board in the podcast of the king, and the prince, and the queen is here, too, on the podcast. How you do?
Dude, you're so good at minstreling. Someone's off there. I think maybe it's Jonah. Nope, it's me.
Camden Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Duchess of Canterbury. I like doing something.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover's domain name registration and management that is simple. For 10% off a non-premium domain, visit Nerdist.Hover.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.